Good morning. It's May 6th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that's ignited a firestorm of debate, former President Donald Trump's remarks at a GOP fundraiser in Florida have once again thrust him into the spotlight. Trump compared President Joe Biden's administration to the Gestapo and accused it of engaging in politically motivated criminal prosecutions against him. These comments have not only drawn sharp rebuke from senior Democrats, but have also seen varied reactions within the Republican Party itself, with North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum downplaying their significance. The event, which was a significant financial boon for the Republican National Committee, raised over $76 million. Trump's strategy to encourage donations included offering an open mic to anyone willing to pledge $1 million. Beyond financial matters, Trump didn't shy away from controversy, repeating his unfounded claims of election fraud and suggesting Democrats buy votes through welfare programs. The discussions at the fundraiser extended to the future, with Trump and attendees mulling over potential vice presidential candidates, indicating early maneuvering for the 2024 election campaign. Despite the contentious nature of his remarks and the ongoing debate over their impact, it's clear Trump is positioning himself for a more aggressive stance against Biden as the next election looms. Meanwhile, President Biden currently holds a significant lead in campaign funding over Trump, setting the stage for what promises to be a fiercely contested race. In a ceremony that celebrated excellence across a spectrum of American life, President Joe Biden awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 19 individuals, shining a spotlight on those who have profoundly impacted our society. Among the distinguished recipients was Michael Bloomberg, recognized for his transformative contributions to New York City and beyond in fields ranging from finance to public health. Michael Bloomberg, a notable figure in both the business world and public service, was honored for his pioneering work in the financial information industry and his significant efforts in enhancing education, the environment, public health, and the arts during his tenure as mayor of New York City. Bloomberg's inclusion in this year's prestigious group of honorees underscores his wide-reaching influence on American society. The 2023 cohort of honorees is a diverse assembly that includes political figures like Al Gore and Nancy Pelosi, sports icon Katie Ledecky, groundbreaking astronaut Ellen Ochoa, and acclaimed actress Michelle Yeoh. This selection highlights the breadth of achievement and service recognized by the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor in the United States. During the awards ceremony, President Biden took the opportunity to commend specific actions of some recipients, notably Nancy Pelosi's defense of democracy during the Capitol assault and Al Gore's dignified acceptance of his disputed election loss. These commendations served not only as praise for the individuals, but also as indirect commentary on the contrasting behaviors observed in American political life, particularly referencing Donald Trump's refusal to accept election defeat. This ceremony, therefore, not only celebrated individual achievements, but also underscored the values of democracy and grace in defeat that are esteemed in American society. In a distressing incident in Los Angeles, an 81-year-old woman with Alzheimer's became the victim of an attempted sexual assault in her own home. The assailant, identified as 22-year-old Walker Gabriel Munoz, managed to gain entry by simply knocking on her door. This alarming event brings to light the vulnerabilities faced by individuals with cognitive impairments and the importance of safeguarding our loved ones. Munoz's actions were not only reprehensible, but also caught in part by the home's security cameras, providing crucial evidence for the authorities. Following the assault, the elderly victim was promptly taken to a hospital, where she underwent a sexual assault examination, a critical step in both her physical recovery and the legal process against Munoz. Arrested on suspicion of kidnapping with the intent to commit rape, Munoz now faces serious charges that reflect the gravity of his actions. He is currently held at the Metropolitan Detention Center, with bail set at a staggering $2,125,000. This case underscores the need for vigilance and protective measures for the most vulnerable in our society, especially those who cannot protect themselves due to conditions like Alzheimer's. Gun violence in the United States remains a critical and unresolved issue, a point sharply emphasized by Michael Douglas in his recent article. Douglas doesn't just highlight the problem, he delves into the complexities behind why this issue persists, offering a perspective that's both historical and critical of current interpretations and influences. Douglas points to the National Rifle Association's, or NRA's, significant influence as a major barrier to gun regulation, suggesting that the organization's lobbying efforts have effectively blocked meaningful legislation aimed at controlling gun access. Furthermore, he critiques the U.S. Supreme Court's interpretation of the Second Amendment, arguing that it strays far from the founders' original intent, which was focused on ensuring the common defense rather than individual gun rights. Not stopping there, Douglas connects the deep-rooted gun culture in America to historical elements, including slavery and the frontier myth, suggesting that these aspects have contributed to the current state of gun violence. He argues that the issue is not just about the right to bear arms, but also about how these rights are interpreted and the historical contexts that shape these interpretations. In his call to action, Douglas urges the nation to confront the toll of gun violence head-on and to realign with the founding principles. He believes that by understanding the true intent behind the Second Amendment and addressing the influential power of organizations like the NRA, the United States can make meaningful progress in resolving the gun violence crisis. This article serves as a poignant reminder of the challenges ahead and the urgent need for action. In a tragic unfolding of events in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, a community is left grappling with the aftermath of a police shooting that claimed the life of a young middle school student. On a day that started like any other, the peace of a small town was shattered, leading to a series of events that would end in heartbreak. The incident began on Wednesday, May 1st, when 14-year-old Damian Hogland, an eighth-grade student, brought a pellet rifle to his school and fired shots at a window during lunchtime. This alarming action was precipitated by reports of an individual seen carrying a backpack and a long gun near the school premises. When police officers arrived at the scene and confronted Hogland, he pointed the pellet gun at them. In response, the officers made the split-second decision to shoot, resulting in Hogland's death at the scene. The weapon involved in this tragic event was identified as a Ruger .177 caliber pellet rifle. It's important to note that the encounter was recorded on the officers' body cameras, providing crucial evidence for the ongoing investigation. The State Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation has taken the lead on this case, with the officers involved being placed on administrative leave as standard procedure. The immediate impact of this incident was profound. The local middle school was placed on lockdown, and the entire school district closed its doors for 2 days to cope with the aftermath. The community of Mount Horeb, situated about 25 miles west of Madison, is now faced with the daunting task of healing. Residents are expressing shock and mourning the loss of a sense of security that was once taken for granted. As the investigation continues, many are looking for answers and hoping for closure in the wake of this devastating event. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.